Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, publisher of Aspire Magazine, the premier inspirational digital magazine for women since 2006. You know, have you ever wondered how to use crystals in an intentional way? I know I have. My guest today, Margaret Ann Limbo, will be sharing how to incorporate and use your crystals and gemstone jewelry to attract and create the life your heart desires. Margaret Ann is the author of numerous books, including Chakra Awakening, The Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing, Crystal Intentions Oracle, Archangels and Gemstone Guardian Cards, and many more. Her latest book, just released recently, is Crystals Beyond Beginners, Awaken Your Consciousness with Precious Gifts from the Earth. Margaret Ann is an evolutionary aromatherapist and the owner of the Crystal Garden, the conscious living store of the Palm Beaches, since 1988. You can learn more at margaretannlimbo.com or visit her at thecrystalgarden.com. Welcome, Margaret Ann.
Oh, thank you for having me, Linda.
Well, this is my favorite juicy kind of conversation, you know. My granddaughter is seven, and she loves her crystals. She's been collecting them since she was three, and she'll be like, this is my amethyst. So I love teaching her, you know, just on my scope of knowledge, but I'm looking forward to learning more from you today.
So, children.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say I love how children naturally gravitate to gemstones.
Oh, it was like she was 2.5, and that was it. She saw mine, and she wanted her own. She probably has 24 that she's picked out. She's 7.5. That's her own crystals, and each one means something to her. So I think there's a new generation where it's just natural for them. They feel them, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
And on your new book, right, your subtitle is called, and really, you know, piqued my interest, it's Awaken Your Consciousness with Precious Gifts of the Earth. Why is it so important to awaken that consciousness? And I'm curious, how do crystals help us do so?
Well, it's important to awaken our consciousness, I believe, because as we become more aware, mindful of our thoughts and our emotions and how we act and react, we become more into observing ourselves. We can personally improve, because I think one of the reasons we get to come to planet Earth is to evolve our spirit, improve our consciousness on all levels, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally. And gemstones and crystals are so beneficial from the standpoint of the vibration they hold with their color and how they grow in the earth, combined with our matching intention. So that is involving, you know, deciding, let's say your granddaughter who loves her amethyst or points to her amethyst, maybe she might be attracted to that because it makes her feel more comfortable at nighttime because it's a good stone for sleeping and dreaming, and so on.
So does every crystal have, I don't want to say duty, but a role in our consciousness, or is the role defined by us?
The role, I think, is really defined by us. I think we establish an intention, decide how we want to use it, because we all have different filters. We all have different come from places. And while I've written, you know, multiple books on the subject of why you would pick this gemstone for that reason, et cetera, then still it's always up to the person as to why they might want to use a gemstone. Here's an example, Linda. People come into my store, the Crystal Garden, all the time with the, and they say something like, I want a gemstone that's going to help me attract a boyfriend, a new intimate or significant other, let's say, significant other. And I might say automatically, oh, you know, let's go with the rose quartz and green aventurine, or something that's going to open the heart chakra, where in reality, for them, it may be possible they might need a throat chakra or solar plexus chakra, a light blue and yellow gemstone that would be more beneficial because maybe they need help with being able to communicate and establish boundaries. And those stones like a citrine and an angelite or a piece of turquoise might help them more effectively in their next relationship. It will help them become empowered so they have a healthier relationship.
I love that. So it's really tuning into, one, your intention, but also your own energy of what you're experiencing at that time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So one of the other phrases that you use, and I'm pretty sure it's in your most recent book, it could have been something you wrote somewhere else, though, because it just speaks to me as mindful manifestation, right? You use that term. What does that mean to you?
Well, to me, that has to do with that we become very conscious that we are creating our reality with every thought, feeling, emotion, every action we take. We're the one that's manifesting our reality. If things aren't happening to us, we are creating the world that we have, and it is with our thoughts. It is primarily with our thoughts and the matching emotions that go with it. So mindful manifestation, the term mindfulness, really has to do with being very conscious of what you're thinking and what you're doing and being very present in the moment. So, for example, when I cook, I really try very hard to maintain a focus on gratitude and how I'm cutting the food. And I have different ways for each vegetable that I know to cut it to align with the masculine and feminine, but also gratitude for all the people that participated. So this is just an example that participated in getting that onion to my countertop so that I could make something taste more delicious with that flavoring. So that's from the seed all the way to the person that made the plastic bag to ship it, to the truck driver, to the mechanics that take care of the vehicle. So that's the mindful part, is, let's say, and we're not thinking about worrisome thoughts or things that are upsetting. I don't know, Linda, have you ever seen that book or read the seen the movie or read the book, Like Water for Chocolate?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and that, like, so for those of you that are listening to this, if you haven't already watched it, find a copy, watch it, or read the book, because it does show in a very, very beautifully dramatic way how our emotions are instilled into the food. And that's just one example of how it becomes evident of creating the reality around us. So we now, if we take that same mindful manifestation intention and match it up with a crystal, let's say I have a copper, which I do right here next to me at my desk where I write, next to my mouse, and it's a nice decent-sized piece of copper. So that's to remind me that I'm a conduit. I'm a conduit for good information and that I can always be tapped in and receive, because copper is associated with like signals, sending information over copper wiring. Now, our technology has advanced since our copper wire is, but still the vibration of that is a good way to remember and to be in present moment. So did that explain what you were asking?
Oh, yes, it did. And I love that you have that piece of copper next to you, because as you said, even though we're now wireless, the intention is that copper has always been used for sending and receiving. So that's your intention in your writing, and you're bringing that intention in when you see the copper.
Yes.
So we're going to jump to a break, because when we come back, I want to talk about vibrational matching, right? Because you use that phrase a lot, and I want to really understand it. And I'm curious how it relates to the use of crystals and gemstones.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be back in a moment here with Margaret Ann Limbo. I invite you to learn more and learn more about all her amazing books at margaretannlimbo.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com. The world is shifting. The divine feminine is rising. Women are being called to live, lead, and serve in full alignment with their feminine essence. Introducing Marcia Mariner. Marcia is a divine feminine visionary leader, licensed therapist, hypnotherapist, and carrier of the sacred feminine wealth codes. Marcia supports consciously evolving women to break free from their conditioned self, embrace their feminine gifts, and wake up to their sacred worth. By fully embodying their own beauty and magnificence, Marcia believes women have the power to collectively shift the evolution of the world. Through virtual and live sacred circles and supportive programs, Marcia serves awakening women by helping them discover their unique soul codes so they can say yes to fully embodying their sacred worth. Begin your transformational journey by visiting marciamariner.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. And today we're talking about crystals, gemstones, and mindful manifestation with Margaret Ann Limbo. So, Margaret, right before the break, I mentioned the vibrational matching. So what is it, and how does it relate to gemstones and crystals?
I love this subject matter because I realized the more that I wrote about gemstones, essential oils, subjects that are metaphysically, you know, beyond the physical oriented, have an orientation, they showed me, I realized that there's a matching vibration for everything. Like, you know, let's say, you know, we want to be more positive and uplifting and joyful and confident. Then the vibration that matches that is the color yellow and also the gemstone citrine. But it also goes even beyond that, and it could be that because citrine has been known as the merchant stone throughout the ages, that's a vibrational match for an entrepreneur or someone who's a merchant, a profession, to help with aligning with your soul purpose and making it happen. And so there, it matches with gemstones match with everything from planetary associations to astrological configurations, as well as, like I mentioned, professions, which is my new favorite subject, but also animal totems and animal allies, which, you know, I go into great detail with in my Animal Totems and Gemstone Kingdom book and the matching deck, the Animal Allies deck. So everything has a matching energy. And then we also have that in life also with our relationships. There's certain people that we're just a natural, flowing, easy peasy vibe with. And then other people, it's like that expression, like oil and water, you know, it just isn't happening. So that's how I like to look at and work with gemstones, because then you can use it for those things that do flow and what you do want versus what you don't want.
Well, I'm curious, and I want my listeners, our listeners, to know too, if there was a book out of all the amazing books you've written that would help them understand the vibrational matching, which book should they start with to learn more about that? Because I find that so intriguing.
Wow, that's a really hard question, Linda.
I know, because all your books are amazing, and they really kind of tie in together and weave through each other in some many ways.
They do. Because even the aromatherapy and vibrational healing also incorporates with matching gemstones and with professions and energetics too. So, I mean, so the Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones is probably the most comprehensive. And you can get a lot of information that is concise and to the point. And then I kind of expand on a lot of the concepts that are packed into that book. It's not only heavy book, it weighs a lot.
Yeah, but
it
it's extraordinary, and I think it's great educational resource.
Yes. But then what I did with Crystals Beyond Beginners, Awaken Your Consciousness with Precious Gifts from the Earth, I expanded more upon those things. So I might have mentioned you can make a charm bag or you know, a crystal intention pouch. But then in this new book, I go Crystals Beyond Beginners, I go even deeper into how to combine crystals for specific intentions, whether it's for love and romance or friendship and companionship or health and vitality. And you could use it similarly even in a bowl, like you don't have to make it into a little pouch that you carry around. Or they could be in grids, and I go deeper into grids, even though there's a whole appendices in Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones about grid work. In Crystals Beyond Beginners, I go even more profoundly into it and into crystal alignments and so on. So I guess I just think that all of them are great.
Well, I do too, because I love them, and they're great for referring back, right? So thank you for that. And I want to invite everyone to make sure you go to margaretannlimbo.com, and your intuition will speak to you. Which one, if her books are new to you, let your intuition lead the way, or do what I did, get them all.
So, thank you for that.
You're welcome. Like I said, my whole family, I mean, we give crystals as gifts, you know, because I just think they're so sacred. When I hold an event, I give a crystal, a gemstone. And we're about to talk about one of my other favorite things, aromatic mist, because in the new book, Crystals Beyond Beginners, as well as your previous title, The Essential Guide to Aromatherapy and Vibrational Healing, you talked about how to use crystals, minerals, and stones in aromatic mist. For those who have not heard of this before, can you explain more about this and what it is?
So, you know, as you probably have become aware of, people want to for some reason, drink water that has crystals infused in it. And I'm just so against that, because there's so many poisons that can leach out of gemstones, either from the gemstone itself or from however they finished the rock, whether it was a tumbled stone or they cleaned it in order to make it into rough stones, etc. So what I prefer and what I recommend is you can get the energetic vibration of a gemstone infused into water, and then use that water in your spray bottle with aromatherapy and then matching aromatherapy vibrations. So let's say I'm going to make something up off the top of my head versus what might be in the book. Let's say everybody wants sound, sleep, and maybe to remember their dreams when they wake up. So You might choose lavender and chamomile and maybe clary sage or something as the blend for the essential oils. But then for the gemstones, we can go and put them into a jar with a little bit of grain alcohol and put these gems like amethyst, as I mentioned before, maybe some charoite. Selenite is good for dreaming. Herkimer diamond is good for dreaming. For feeling safe, maybe black tourmaline, hematite to have feel safe and grounded. And then you let that sit for a little while in that jar with that water and grain alcohol. And then that becomes energetically infused with intention. I add holy waters and box flower essences because that's how I am. So that adds another layer of energetic assistance. And then I add that to my aromatherapy blend. So my lavender, chamomile, clary sage, whatever I just made up off the top of my head. Then you would add that gemstone essence or gemstone tincture, what so many different words, not into your body, but so that you can spray it around you. And that helps to shift our vibration. Because we don't see our energy field, but our aura is as real as our physical body is. That's why we're attracted to certain people and feel repelled by others.
Oh, I believe that. It took me years to realize that I was reading energy. So right. I get that. Mm-hmm. But for many years, if you don't know that you have an aura, if you don't know about energy, and we're not taught that, I think it should be taught in school. You know, all this stuff should be. You think that you're processing differently. So everything you're saying resonates so deeply for me. Now, mm-hmm. Do you make your own and sell? I don't remember that. Do you make them yourself and sell them at the Crystal Garden or through your website? Or do you share the recipes in your book?
Well, I share some recipes, not my proprietary blends, but I do have quite a large line of aromatherapy sprays and mists. And so I make my own blends, not the essential oils, because the essential oils are coming from the real country of origin. And those are the real deal. And then, but the formulas come to me through divine inspiration, Linda. The majority of the time, I'm so lucky. I wake up with the formula, or I'm sitting, and all of a sudden, I'm hearing like dictation. You know, there was like prosperity blends, prosperity mist. This is the kick. I was standing in my kitchen making some, sunny side up eggs, and I hear basil, bay, bergamot. Basil, bay, bergamot. It almost sounded like a little rah-rah, siskumba kind of a chant. And I'm like, what am I hearing? This is ludicrous. And then I stopped. I said, okay, pay attention. I went into my office, turned off the eggs, went into my office, and I blend those three. But then I added the rest because I kept saying, what is this? What is this? Why? And I kept hearing, it's prosperity mist. You make the rest. So I have clairaudience on my side, and that helps also for writing, because when I write, it's like I'm getting dictation, you know?
Well, you're such a prolific writer, always releasing books. I knew you were divinely connected. There's no writer's block there because it's coming through you.
It is. It's a matter of being able to stay put long enough to let it come through and to organize it in such a way that it's good. But that's why we have great editors in our lives.
Exactly. So which website is the best one to go to learn more about those aromatic myths? Would it be the Crystal Garden or both?
Margaretannlembo.com. Okay. Yeah, it's both. On my website, on margaretannlembo.com, you know, it's all one because I am the Crystal Garden, essentially.
Yes.
But margaretannlembo.com has a nice, what I call my little spinner rack, if you will, so you can slide through and see quite a bit of the line. And then when you click on any one of those sprays, it will bring you to the Crystal Garden. Either one is great, and you'll get what you need from either one. Plus, both websites, as well as the Academy of the Spiritual Arts, have so much information that is free information as well as stuff that you pay for. So that's good. That's nice. Lots of inspiration on those sites.
Yay. I want to check them out for my granddaughter. She loves the mist. So
that's
I'd love
good.
To, yeah.
Did you know that one of the books that I wrote, the Color Your Life with Crystals, that's the young reader's version of Chakra Awakening. So it's like a young reader's title. Yep, ages 7 to 12 years old. Yep.
I'll have to check it out. She has a lavender essential oil spray. She has a little roll-on. She loves doing her I am statements in the mirror. So she'll spray yourself, and you know. So I'm going to definitely check out your Miss. So thank you for sharing that with us.
Thank you for asking me.
You're welcome. We're going to jump to a break, and we'll be right back to dive into more of this juicy conversation. I'll be back in a moment with Margaret Ann Lembo, the author of many books, but her most recent, Crystals Beyond Beginners. We'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ladies, it's time to remove the veils of pain, shame, and self-doubt that are smothering your inner light and leave you feeling disconnected from the truth of who you are. You are a radiant, divine woman of strength, love, and wisdom who deserves to live a life of joy, love, and inner peace. Life and spiritual coach Mal Duane, who is often referred to as the champion for restoring women's self-worth, supports women in stepping out from behind the energetic veils that separate them from the truth of who they are. It is possible to move through your fears, break through limiting beliefs, and release the shackles of shame and self-judgment. And you don't have to do it alone. Take the first step in reclaiming your life by visiting MalDuaneCoach.com for empowering resources and supportive services.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTRFM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is evolutionary aromatherapist and author Margaret Ann Lembo. So Margaret, I want to talk about the crystal alignment, that your description of what it is really makes for a powerful healing session. But what is crystal alignment? Because you talk about the laying of the stones, and I know people use grids. That's one thing I'm not familiar with. So educate us here.
Sure, I'd love to. So basically, a crystal alignment is utilizing gemstones more often than not with the matching color for the chakra, the given chakra for each one of our chakras, or the complementary one, which I'll explain in a moment, to actually place on the body. And doing so with guided imagery meditation at the same time. So a guided meditation is always beneficial to go with it, to bring our attention and awareness back to balance, to releasing what's no longer for our highest good, and then refilling that space with love and well-being. So the complementary vibration. I'll give you an example. For example, at the root chakra and the navel chakra, those colors, or the sacral, those colors are most often considered red or orange, depending. Red for the root, orange for the navel. So an example is that if an individual, either yourself or someone who you're working with, you're feeling angry, frustrated, agitated, like you want to slap someone upside the head, you don't want to add more red or orange energy. What we want are stones that are going to calm us down. Like my people that know me, I say, calm your petunias, you know. We need to calm down and just breathe. And so the colors on, if you know the artist's wheel, the color is opposite, and I think in gemstones, so the colors opposite, red and orange, are greens and blues. And that's what's going to help calm inflamed energy, whether it's physical inflammations or mental, emotional inflammations. And so when we're angry, that's inflamed thoughts. So we can do that through the clothing we wear, the color of the things around us, or the gemstones that we either wear or carry around or keep on our desk nearby. So like sodalite is a great choice. I keep a sodalite heart on my desk in front of me at all times for multiple purposes, but also because I'm very energetic. I'm like a type A, so I move, and I need to move at a pace that's more calm and at peace. And it works. It helps me because it's an intention. You know, it's a matching intention. It's not like the stone magically abracadabra does it for us. We're the ones in charge. Each one of us individually is in charge. So did I explain what you wanted to know there, Linda?
Yeah, you did. And so it's something you can do for yourself. But also, if you're a healer, you know, massage therapist, Reiki, you can also incorporate it with clients.
Yes, you can. In fact, I train people to do just that with my Chakra Awakening Workshop Level 1 and Level 2. And then there, I believe I have a decent number of webcast virtual events that you can do. People can do online at academyofthespiritualarts.com or, you know, right in my own store. In fact, I train massage therapists, and they get continuing education units for the renewal of their license for Florida.
Oh, I love it. I think that's powerful. I'm a former massage therapist, Reiki, and all that before I started Aspire Mag. So, yeah, that's why I'm like, I wish I knew that back then. Because I probably
wasn't approved back then.
Yeah, but I think that's great, and I love that in the state of Florida you actually get the CEU credits, too. It says we've come a long way, huh, baby?
Yeah,
you know, that they'll let us have CEU credits for these healing modalities.
Mm-hmm. It is a lot of spas have that on their menu now, chakra balancing. It's surprising to me.
Yeah, but isn't it so great to see that people are waking up to the natural kingdom?
Yes, very much so.
One of the other things that you've talked about in multiple places is cord cutting. And I noticed you also have a CD by that name. So for the listeners that aren't sure what that is, what is a cord cutting experience and how does it help a person in their life?
Okay, this is a very powerful tool for us to use in our lives. And first, I'd like to explain a little bit about what is a cord of attachment. And basically, if you imagine your etheric body, the aura is like a web of light or color that surrounds the physical body, then if you imagine that everyone else has that same etheric body, and then everybody that we interact with, our vibration reaches out to one another by energetic cords. In fact, we're basically linked to every person you've ever interacted with a cord of attachment. Now, not all of those cords are negative cords, but sometimes usually the closer relationships or the ones that we had a negative situation with, then that is the one that we want to kind of definitely release that vibration so that we don't have knee-jerk reactions or reactions to situations in our life, and that we can grow up and move beyond that. Otherwise, we keep attracting the same pattern again and again. And we don't even realize it because it's like playing underground. It's sort of like having a program in your computer that is slowing down the computer. And until you disengage it or remove that program from your computer system, your operating system or whatever it is, then it can't work at its optimal way until you get it out of there. So likewise with our consciousness, we have some attachments to the past, or perhaps an actual person is more likely, that have really hurt you emotionally, mentally, or physically. And even if you're not conscious of it, you may be replaying that in your mind over and over and over again, both consciously and unconsciously. So basically, a cord-cutting ceremony or experience is to disconnect those buttons of attachment, to let them go. And so it's a whole process, a meditative experience to untie and disconnect, cut those cords of the past.
I've always envisioned like long cords coming into me, like especially if I visit a public place, as a lot of people, with a little hook. And when I did my clearing ceremony, I would just see white light cutting the cords, and the hooks would automatically just detach and fall to the ground. Would you call
great.
That intentional cord cutting? Like, that's
yeah.
how I've always done it. Just something simple.
Very good.
Yeah, and I would always picture white light being what cuts the cords. Because when I go, I don't like large, like, you know, concerts and all that kind of stuff, because you pick up everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd always clear my energy that way. But I would visualize, like, okay, once you cut it, but the hook's still there. So I had to make sure that I intentionally, the hook also falls to the ground and disappears into the ground. So it's really, it's that intention, as you've been talking about through our whole conversation, because my intention was that they'd be released. There is, if I'm correct, there's no right or wrong way. As long as the intention to release and cut the cord is there, we can make it as the ceremony as beautiful as we desire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So,
totally.
So
I
no
totally
wrong
agree
or
with
right
you.
Way. Okay.
No. We
That's
can do it
beautiful.
However we're guided to, and we can be inspired by many different modalities of how to go about this. And it's very powerful. And because what we want is only what we do want in our lives, not what we don't want. So this is important to let go. Let go.
Exactly. We're going to take our last break, and we'll be back in a moment. I'm with Margaret Ann Limbo of margaretannlimbo.com. Be sure to swing by, check out all of her extraordinary books and products and services and programs. We'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Do you feel overwhelmed and unsure about what steps to take to find peace, joy, and purpose in your life? Chris Groth is a spiritual mentor, energy healer, and best-selling author of the novel Soliloquy, a novel of healing, soul connection, and passion, and co-author of several best-selling books. Chris is passionate about helping women connect more deeply to their own truth, to promote healing, and restore balance to the body, heart, mind, and soul, so they can live a soul-connected life. Chris serves clients around the world through spiritual mentoring sessions, energy healings, and powerful custom-guided sound healing meditations that bring in the energy of crystal singing bowls. If you're ready to heal your heart, nurture your soul, and illuminate your path, schedule a complimentary virtual session with Chris today at chrisgroth.com. That's Chris with a K, and groth.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. on Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. Welcome back. I'm your host, Linda Joy. With me today is Margaret Ann, author of Crystals Beyond Beginners. Right before the break, we were talking about cord cutting. And is this something that you do recommend doing daily? How often? Or is it really a personal, about based on how you're feeling?
It is about how you're feeling. If there's a situation, if you're having a situation in your life where you're very emotionally charged, then it probably is a daily thing, you know, where you could do it over and over and over again. That's why I created the CD, and I also have a product on my academyofthespiritualarts.com, because you don't have to pay anybody a lot of money. You just have this little thing that you keep doing, and you have guidance if you want it, or you could do it like you did it, Linda, which was really great, just contemplating it and disconnecting it. Some people need a little bit more help than that, but either way, yes, as often as needs be, and then you might go for months without even it coming to your consciousness, and then something happens, or like you said, you go to a concert and there's all these energies that you need to get rid of, or you visit some place that brings up something from the past that you realize still affects you negatively. So yeah, it's just there's no limit as to how often you might need to do it. I just wouldn't get obsessive with it.
Exactly. Now, is your CD like a guided process? Because I love guided meditation. That's the only way I can meditate.
Yeah, it is. I have a lot of guided meditations. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that would be helpful for someone doing it for the first time. I discovered back when I was in massage school, I'm so blessed that while I was in clinic, I didn't know that my instructor was a Reiki master, and I think she was gifted too, but I would come out of these clinics with the pain that the person was experiencing. But I wasn't relating them because I wasn't where I am now, right?
Mm-hmm.
But she's the one that picked it up, and she goes, give me his medical records. And she's like, oh, my God, Linda, he has kidney disease. No wonder you're, like, walking out of there in pain. Another one, shoulder injury. And I'm like, what is happening? And she taught me about zipping up and cord cutting. Zipping up before I go into a massage, cord cutting when I walk out. She did it differently. She didn't call it cord cutting. She said, you have to just engage.
Mm-hmm.
But that's when I understood the concept that we're all energy. We're all leaving little hooks everywhere we go in other people. It's not intentional or conscious, but we have to take responsibility, how I look at it, for our own energy fields by clearing them, just like we take care of our body.
Yeah. I agree with you. So important. More people than not are very empathic, and they don't realize that they're picking up other people's emotions and thoughts and physical symptoms. And then they, you know, so you have to be really conscious. That zip up that you're talking about, you know, energetically protecting your vibrational field, the auric field, is important.
Yeah, I don't struggle with the absorbing people's physical energy anymore, because I've done a lot of that part. I don't struggle with anymore, but I'm also very conscious in regard to here's my container, there's theirs, right? So it's been a long 25 years of learning all this stuff of how I move through the world, and how I'm able to do all the big projects that I do is because I honor my container and take care of it. As I'm sure you must have to, because look at the mission you have, the message you have. You have to continually be clearing in order to birth something pure, with pure intent.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
And so as we come to a close, I want to just bring up something, because in Chapter 7, you go into great length about the vibrational matching gemstones for crystals for careers and professions. And I'm like, yay, she's bringing it into, like, our mission. What made you include this in your book? And how can they use this information if they're not employed in a career or profession? Like, what led you to do this?
Well, first of all, while I was writing the Essential Guide to Crystals, Minerals, and Stones, with each, I delve into how to use the stone on a spiritual level, mental level, emotional level, and physical level. And I found myself in that section for each gemstone on the physical level. I found myself wanting to say, this gemstone would be good for, you know, a hairstylist, an actor, an artist, and I would go through this list of, you know, soul purpose or careers and professions, archetypes. And so that was it. You know, I have an appendix in the back that helped, you know, people to look it up easily in the back, because I'm all about appendices and easy lookup. And then when I was asked to write this book, Crystals Beyond Beginners, I was actually invited to write it. I realized, I don't even know if they suggested it or if it was like, oh, good, I get to go into this deeper. I wanted to explain more on how to work with gemstones in your given profession, but also how it may help you with relating to or understanding people of various professions, but then even further, how to relate to it on how you use those tools of a given profession in your life, even though it's not your career path. It's still part of your soul purpose here. So an example, let's say, maybe you're not a chef as a profession, but you cook food more often than not. Most people prepare food. So there's a vibration there for a chef in every one of us, or someone who's like a nurse or a caregiver or a parent. Those all have the vibration of taking care of others. So even if you're not a parent, like I don't have children, I still have motherly energy and I still perform tasks or enjoy helping others in that fashion, and so on. So I'm delving deeper into this again with my next publication, and that's, I'll just give you that little, you know, sneak preview.
Ooh,
and that's coming out in spring 2020. You'll be seeing that one. So we'll stay tuned. That's my next publication.
I can't wait.
Yes.
You know, I'll have to have you on the show talking about that, because that's very unique.
Thank you. I would love to come back. That's sweet of you.
Yeah. And one of the things, if you would like to leave our listeners with a tip, piece of wisdom, or something that you just intuitively led in regard to crystals and gemstones, what would you like to leave them with? What message would you like to leave them with?
I feel like the most important message, whether it's about crystals or not, just life in general, is to remember that everyone, yourself, everybody, that you are love, and that your love, and that's your true nature. And as the more we tap into and remember that our true nature is love, then we'll be much happier and healthier and vibrant and be able to walk more profoundly on this planet while we're here all the days of our lives. And so if we wanted to match a rock for that, there's always a rock for that, we could go with something very basic that a lot of people have, which is a rose quartz, something that will help them to remember to be kind and compassionate first to themselves and then, of course, to others.
Rose quartz. What a beautiful tip. For me, rose quartz, I put like, you know, you have little family tables or altars with family photos on it. I always put a rose quartz with my family photos, right? Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's hidden behind, but it's almost just surround and send out love, right?
Right.
It's, something I just makes me feel good. So thank you for sharing that. Thank you for being here. And thank you for the work you're doing in the world. I mean, I love reading your books, love hearing when I get the notices like, oh, she has another one.
Thank you, Linda. That's so kind.
Yeah, I'm sure many in my audience feel the same way. So thank you, Margaret, for being here. And I want to invite everyone again to visit Margaret Ann Lembo, LEMBO.com. Until next time, everyone, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.